ABC Radio Australia.
Here with the Friday Morning Sporting Edition, I'm Richard Hewitt, and well, Tonga have conquered all before them on the netball court this year, rising to number 8 on the world rankings. The Pepes from Papua New Guinea have been on the slide. Unfortunately, PNG now sits at number 42, so well behind the Tongans, clearly, and also behind fellow Pacific rivals Fiji and Samoa, who are 15th and 18th respectively. The Pepes' cause hasn't been helped by the pandemic, which led to a competitive standstill in the country, but as Talia Olatia reports, there is plenty of belief in the talent that PNG has available, and Netball Australia recently stepped in to help by sending over a special ambassador.
I trained, I ran, I read, I watched. All of it to become a Thunderbird.
Maisie Nankervell's passion for her sport shines through as she talks about her pathway to Super Netball with the Adelaide Thunderbirds. And now, at the request of Netball Australia, that pathway has taken her on to Papua New Guinea, where Netball PNG Executive Officer Lynette Maha says Maisie lit a flame among the young players she met and spent time coaching.
We've never had anyone of such calibre come up, so we filled her week with as much as she could take. So we also brought in our national team and our selection of coaches and other city players in the evenings to watch her run a session with our national team, PNG Pepes. She took part in the training sessions, and I think her impact on the team up program in the schools was super. They kept getting photos and the kids kept running after her.
I got to know the coaches over there and how they run things there, and I was able to bounce off our ideas with them. So I think that was really cool to be able to do that. And yeah, it was definitely an eye-opening experience, but I was just grateful to be able to share my knowledge with a lot of the girls in the national team and then also immerse yourself in their culture and be able to get out to some communities and schools and run some clinics there.
The WaterAid-funded Team Up program in PNG is designed to target the grassroots and particularly players of primary school age. Lynette Maha says Maisie Nankervell's presence has helped to raise its profile.
We took her to nearby villages, different locations from the main city where all schools came together and did a short tournament type of thing. And Maisie was there to, yeah, inspire, give speeches, hand out awards. Because at the end of those programs, WaterAid, together with our coaches, give over all the playing equipment that they've used over those weeks to the schools.
Something that I was trying to instill to them is that no matter who you are or what your background is or the resources that you have, you love the sport and you're passionate about it and you're willing to work hard, then you can take it as far as you want to. And I know a lot of the kids, they were really starstruck. You could see they had so many questions that they wanted to ask, but they were also shy. But then once I started talking to them, and that's when you really saw them open up and how much they do love the sport. They just want to learn from you.
But while passion for the sport might well drive a young player on, Lynette Maha says in terms of facilities and expertise, there is a yawning gap between PNG and Australia.
We have the talent. We could teach the skills if we had proper facilities. Women's sport, we face an uphill battle, I think, in PNG. It's very hard to garner support. And so this support from Netball Australia, together with DFAT and the government of Australia, it's doing wonders, I'm sure, not only just for my country, but the other Pacific countries as well.
Some of the parents were asking me questions, and a lot of it was around not having the resources or the facilities like Australia and New Zealand have. And a lot of the girls have to travel quite a long way just so they can play their sports. Irrespective of the resources, you can still rock up to training with a good attitude and want to get the most out of yourselves. That was one of the messages I gave them.
Hey guys, Maisie here. We just have some drills that you can do at home. I'm focusing on defensive footwork patterns, getting your feet moving and cutting the line of the ball. Can't wait to get started.
The National Netball Centre in Port Moresby has been out of commission for much of the last 2 years as it was taken over for use as a COVID field hospital. And when it came to choosing teams for the Oceania World Cup qualifiers and two Pacific Oz Sports series, the selectors had to think outside the box. So it's perhaps no surprise that the Pepes struggled.
Competition is really what is needed for us to choose our team. So we more or less had a team going through this Pacific Coast series that was made up of girls we almost handpicked, I should say, because there was no competition anywhere. in the main city of Port Moresby or around Papua New Guinea.
By running those specific Oz sports games and coming over to Australia and playing the competition over here, they just get to see a whole new level of what it's like to play against tougher teams and to see where they're at. So I think that's really important to have those and having programs along the way to keep encouraging kids to take that next step.
The Pippers take it back. Will they be able to ground that one for them? And they have.
Nice conversion.
29 PNG, 57 Tonga Tala. You know, despite the differences in points, they don't give up.
They fight to the very last whistle, which is
good to see.
There are players from PNG already competing at club level in Australia, and Lynette Maha acknowledges that Tonga's sudden rise up the world ladder is built around a squad made up entirely of overseas-based personnel. But she says the Pepes want to do things their own way.
Those conversations are being held at the moment, but we don't want to disadvantage our local girls. We could do a Tonga, but we want to strike a balance. We have a great pool of talent of Papua New Guinea girls that play in Australia. So yes, those discussions are current and underway.
The experience of visiting the netball scene in PNG has certainly been an eye-opener for Maisie Nankervell. And while it will be up to Netball Australia to sanction and organise any future trips, she would very much like to go back.
Yeah, I think Papua New Guinea really reinforced how much I do love sharing my knowledge and giving back to the community. I think something that I took away from it is that something I considered so small just absolutely made their day just by me being there or sharing something that I've gone through. So yeah, in the future, I'd love to be doing something similar to that, even getting some more players in my team involved. Just bounce ideas off each other and being part of something that's bigger than just yourself.
Hi, I'm Maisie Nankervell and I'm from the Adelaide Thunderbirds and I'm here in Papua New Guinea as part of DFAT's Team Up program. So I'm here today with some primary school kids and I'm helping run clinics and it's been great to see their passion and love for netball.